Sooner or later, when you least expect it, there comes a point of no return, a dead end from which there seems no escape, a moment in time, a moment of crisis. Jimmy Taylor is 8 years old today. There's a modest cake with eight candles. There's a small gift-wrapped package on the oilcloth tabletop. There's his mother and dad. But where are the kids? Where are the paper hats and noisemakers? The games of blind man's bluff and pin the tail on the donkey? Is this all there is to be today for Jimmy Taylor, only child of a poor Nebraska couple? No. No, today is destined to be a very unusual day for Jimmy, as you'll soon learn. Crisis is about to lead you just beyond the world of everyday reality in a story titled simply, Happy Birthday. Act One in just a minute.
Make a wish and then blow out the candles.
Well, go on, son.
Well, let him make his wish.
Wax is going to spoil the frosting.
Oh, no, it won't. Ready, hon?
Uh-huh.
Well, then take a big breath and blow them all out. Oh, good. You get your wish.
You want a wish?
Oh, you mustn't tell, or the wish won't come true.
Ever?
It's what they say.
I don't believe it's going to make too much difference, Jimmy.
You want to know what I wish, Dad?
Sure do.
I wish you could get a good job in town.
Well, now, that's awfully nice of you, boy, but a birthday wish is for something for yourself.
Nah, that don't work.
It don't?
Nah, last year when I was 7, I wished my leg wouldn't be crippled, but it still is.
Yeah.
Well, aren't you going to cut the cake?
Huh? Oh, sure.
Here's the knife.
You want a big piece or a little piece?
Me? Oh, I hardly want any at all, just a sliver.
How's this?
Oh, that's too much. How am I going to eat all that?
You want a big piece, Dad?
Sure. Any size will do fine.
Okay. There you are.
Thanks, son.
Now, my piece.
Say, don't you want to open your present?
Oh, yeah.
Here we go.
Gee, it's all wrapped up real nice. Did you do this, Mom?
Well, it's a cinch I didn't do it.
Go ahead, Jimmy. Open it right on up.
Gee, I hate to tear the wrapping paper. A watch! An Ingersoll watch!
Well, figured it was about time you had a watch.
Can I wind it?
Sure. Now, make sure you don't wind it too tight, son.
Man, it sure is heavy.
Good watch. You keep good care of it, and it'll last you all your life.
Is it ticking?
Sure is. Want to hear?
Oh, it's a good, strong tick, all right.
I'll bet that's as good a watch as any of those other kids ever got. We don't care if they come over or not, do we?
I guess not. Mom, can I have my cake later?
Sure, hon.
Can I be excused?
Where are you going?
Just out to my tree.
Oh, it's almost dark.
I'll just be out at the tree.
Storm coming up, Jimmy boy. So don't you stay near that tree if we get lightning, you hear?
No, I won't, Dad. Gee, my own watch.
I could wring their necks, the little snobs.
We just have to face it. Jimmy just don't have any friends.
Just because he's different. Just because of his leg.
Yeah. He did like that watch, though, didn't he?
There. Two stories high.
Say, you did that good.
Huh? Who are you?
Oh, a friend of yours.
What are you doing in my tree?
Oh, same as you. Getting a breath of air. surveying the countryside.
You always sit in trees?
No. Do you?
No, I never seen a...
An old man in a tree, huh? No, I suppose you haven't.
How'd you get up there? You're in higher than me.
Oh, I climbed up, Jimmy, same as you did.
Hey, how come you know my name?
I'm a friend of yours. Oh, by the way, happy birthday.
How'd you know it was my birthday?
Well, as I say, I'm a friend of yours. Say, you don't mind my being up here with you?
I guess not.
Jimmy, what I came to tell you was this. Don't fret too much about those other kids.
I'm not.
You know the story of the ugly duckling?
No.
Well, there was this one duckling that was kind of awkward, and the other ducklings made fun of him. But you know what? When he grew up, turned out he was a swan.
What's a swan?
Well, a swan's much prettier than a duck any day. Do you think about that, Jimmy? Just because you've got a bad leg doesn't mean you can't have a good life. Well, your ma's going to want you in now. It's going to be a storm.
Jimmy, time to come in.
Yeah, well, I got to go now.
Oh, I'll be seeing you around, Jimmy. Be careful.
Want some more cake, Jimmy?
No, thanks.
You want more, Nick?
No, I'll save it.
Mom?
Yes?
Do you think I'm an ugly duckling?
An ugly duckling? No. Why'd you ask?
Well, the old man in the tree says I'm like an ugly duckling on account of my leg.
What old man?
The one out my tree.
What tree?
Mine.
There's nobody in the tree.
Not now. He probably lit out for home on account of the storm.
This old man was up in the tree?
Uh-huh.
Yeah? What'd he look like?
Oh, I couldn't tell too much, except he had a real bad scar, like a brand on his face.
Jimmy, was there really an old man in the tree?
Sure.
Come here, Jimmy. Let me feel your forehead.
Oh, Mom.
It feels warm to me, Nick.
Well, put him to bed, then.
I don't want to go to bed. I'm not sick.
Jimmy, old men don't climb trees.
Well, this one did.
Was he just one of your pretend people? Remember how you used to have pretend playmates?
That was when I was a baby. Honest, there was an old man up in my tree.
I'm putting you to bed. Come on.
My birthday.
Do what your mother says now, Jimmy.
But it's only 6 o'clock.
Come along, Jimmy. Don't argue.
Do you want me to put you in bed?
No, I can do it myself. There was an old man. I'm not sick.
Raining out. Suppose the ditches will overflow?
No, not in this. Not enough come down yet.
How you doing? You gonna come out all right?
Gonna be awful close. This is awful poor land. Fellow over to Stamford told me about some land up in Buffalo County, just across the Platte River. Said croppers up there can do a sight better than down here in Franklin.
We'd have to move again. I don't mind so much, but it's hard on Jimmy.
Sharecropping's a hard way of life.
Well, maybe this rain will help the crop.
Maybe. Why, what do you think's wrong with Jimmy?
Well, he was flushed. Maybe a little too much excitement.
He wasn't that excited.
Maybe he was fooling. About the old man in the tree.
Of course he was.
Well, it's a good thing we put him to bed. He must have needed the rest. There hasn't been a peep out of him in 2 hours.
No use. I can't sleep. Rain, rain, rain.
Oh, it
sure is coming down, ain't it?
Is that you again?
No, that's me.
What are you doing squatting under the window?
Waiting for you.
How do you know so much about me?
Oh, I know you got a nice watch for your birthday.
Yeah, I did, but it's not brand new.
Oh, it doesn't matter. It tells the time, don't it?
Yeah.
Boy should always keep his first watch, even if it don't tell the time.
You want to come inside?
Nope. Thanks all the same.
My mom and dad don't believe you were up in the tree.
Oh, they don't, huh?
Uh-uh.
Well, that's all right.
Do you live around here?
No. No, I'm just passing through.
What's your name?
My name? Who wants to know?
I do.
Well, it's a common name. I'll give you three guesses.
What'll you give me if I guess?
I won't give you anything.
That's not fair.
Well, then don't try to guess.
John.
Nope.
Bill?
Nope. One more guess.
That's not fair.
Well, then don't guess.
Grams. Your name is Grams.
Now, why'd you pick a name like that?
Because I'd like you to be my grandpa.
You would? Why?
Because you don't have a real grandpa.
But if you did, you'd call him Gramps, huh?
I guess so. Hey, it's not cold outside, is it?
No.
I'm going to climb out the window.
No, Jimmy, don't.
Why not?
You're not supposed to. Your mom put you to bed.
Well, she thought I was sick because I told her I saw you on the tree. But I wasn't sick. So why should I stay in bed?
Because your mom told you to.
I'm coming out. Help me down.
No.
Okay, I can jump down by myself.
Jimmy, please stay inside. Now you see, you're all muddy.
I don't mind.
Now, this is a bad night to be outside, Jimmy.
You're outside.
Yeah, but nothing can harm me.
Hey, I'm going to go over by the irrigation canal and see how much water's in it.
Jimmy!
Come on! The rain's warm, isn't it? Hey!
What?
The way you walk. I never noticed.
Go on back, Jimmy.
Those clouds sure look low to the ground.
Jimmy, listen to me. Go on back in the house.
Man, look at that lightning. How come we don't hear the thunder at the same time the lightning strikes?
Because it's far away. But, Jimmy, it's bad to be out in this. Now, come on. Let's go in.
Wow, look!
The lightning struck a power line. You see, the lights in your house are out. There's no lights on down the road.
Man, this is spooky. How come it turned off all the lights?
Because the electric wire is broken. Jimmy, your parents are going to start looking for you.
No, they won't. They think I'm asleep in my room.
No, they'll come in to see if you're all right, and they'll find you gone.
Jimmy? Jimmy?
Oh, gosh, I'll really catch it if he finds me.
I'll go back. Jimmy, please.
Jimmy? Are you out there?
He'll whip me good. I know. I know. I'll go to my tree. Hey, where'd you go? Mister? Old man?
Jimmy, please come home.
Jimmy, answer me this minute.
I can just get to up to my tree. Everything will be all right. I don't know if I can climb it. It's slippery in all this rain.
Don't come up into the tree, Jimmy.
Hey, how'd you get up there?
Jimmy, believe me. Don't climb the tree, boy.
It's my tree. I can climb it if I want to. There.
Now, don't you ever think about your mom and dad?
Sure.
Well, how do you think they feel right now?
I don't know.
They're frantic.
What does that mean?
They're worried. Go back to them.
I will.
Now.
I will in a minute.
Jimmy, you love them. I know you do. Think of what you're doing to them.
Why are you butting in? Why do you follow me around?
To try to help you, Jimmy.
I don't need your help.
Yes, you do.
I'm 8 years old.
And a smart boy. I've been watching you for a long, long time. You're a good boy, Jimmy.
What do you mean you've been watching me?
Just that.
How come I never seen you watching me?
I had to wait until your 8th birthday.
What for?
I don't think you'd understand. Oh, maybe you would. Until you're 8, Jimmy, you can't do wrong.
Huh?
That's right. It's called The age of accountability. Until you're 8, you're not accountable.
Accountable?
Until today, you couldn't have sinned.
My mom says I done wrong things before now.
But you couldn't be blamed for them.
Like when I was 4. My dad told me to stay clear of the threshing machine. But I climbed up on top of it anyways, and I fell down into it. That's how come I hurt my leg. And he says that was my fault.
Yes, but Jimmy, there's no blame in that. But now you're old enough to be held accountable for what you do. You're old enough to know right from wrong. So please climb down and run home. Jimmy!
My dad will be mad and he'll whip me.
Oh, Jimmy, I tried to help you.
Jimmy? Where are you? Jimmy? Jimmy, what are you doing in that tree? I told you to get away from the tree in a lightning storm. Now get down out of there right...
Jimmy! Oh, my God! Jimmy!
Where did it hit?
The tree! It struck the tree and Jimmy did it!
Put him down on the porch.
Okay, take him inside.
No, there isn't time.
Oh, look at his face.
Don't look. Help me. Grab his tongue so he don't swallow it.
Oh, Jimmy. Oh, dear God.
I
please.
Can't tell. I can't tell if his heart's beating or not.
No.
Put your head in his chest. Give me that lantern. Well, can you tell?
I can't tell. I can't feel anything. He isn't breathing. He isn't breathing. Oh, make him breathe. Make him breathe.
Roll him over. We'll try artificial respiration.
What's that fell out of his pocket? It's his watch! His lovely watch! It melted!
Huh?
See?
The case is melted. Lightning must have done it.
Oh, my poor baby. Look, the hands have stopped at 8:15.
Well,
8:15, the time of his death.
Shut up! Don't you ever say that again. He isn't going to die. Down. Up. Down. Up. Look, do you have any smelling salts? Anything at all like that? Do you?
No!
Whiskey. There must be some whiskey left in that old bottle.
Oh, no. No. It's no use.
My, don't talk like that.
I'll go inside. Get a warm blanket. Yes.
Down.
Nice. Warm.
Up. Down. Up. Come on, boy. Down. Oh. Oh, it's no... Good. I tried, Jimmy boy. God knows I tried.
Don't stop now, huh? Dad.
What?
Go on. Go on. You're doing fine. Keep on with that.
Who are you?
Listen, we haven't got time to palaver. Get back to what you were doing.
Down. Up. Down. Up. That's right. He doesn't breathe.
He will.
Down. Up. Who are you?
I'm an interested party.
Up. You have a car out there?
Nope.
Could you get some help?
Just keep doing what you're doing.
Down. Up.
Oh, can you help him? Our little boy was struck by lightning.
Up.
And he's lying there. He's
down.
Lying and he's...
He moved! He moved! Oh, my God, he's breathing.
Thank you, God.
Amen.
Oh, Jimmy, can you hear me?
Oh, my head hurts.
Turn him over. Turn him over on his back.
Oh, Daddy. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, never mind. Oh, never mind, Jimmy. Oh, looks like you got hit by lightning. Big old burn in your face. But you'll be...
Want lightning? I don't remember any lightning.
Oh, the boy won't remember much of anything, Dad. About this whole day. Lightning will do that. He'll be all right now.
What if his brain's been damaged? He wasn't breathing there for so long. Do you happen to know the time?
Oh, I'm afraid I don't.
But you have a watch chain.
Huh. Oh, this old relic. Well, I just carried around for sentiment. See, it was my first watch.
Let me see that, if I may.
Well, I'll be on my way now.
No, wait, come back.
Why? What's the matter with you? We got a sick boy here.
That watch was melted. And its hand stood at 8:15. And the limp. He limps like...
Who are you talking about, Mom?
The old man, Jimmy. Why, I'll bet he was the old man you were talking about early tonight. With the scar on his face.
I didn't see no old man, Mom.
How many of us would return to some moment in our childhood if we could? To prevent some act, to counsel our childish selves against a second of foolishness that might cost us a lifetime of pain. The old man in the tree, who was he? The Jimmy who was yet to be? Searching perhaps for a way to prevent the unpreventable? Happy Birthday featured Bill Kopp as Jimmy, Ray Court as the dad, Pat French as the mother, and Paul Herlinger as the old man, and was written and directed by yours truly, Jim French.